Morning. My name is Father Raymond, and I'm so happy to be with you today as your new parochial vicar here at St. Mary's. I just arrived in Aiken on Friday, but even in just my brief experience here so far, I have to say that I've never met such a warm and welcoming people. It's no wonder that Southern Living magazine voted Aiken a place like no other, as the South's best small town and the South's friendliest small town. Now, where I'm from in New York, well, we don't get those same distinctions. Father Wilson asked me to speak at the Masses this weekend, not only so you could see the new priest, but also for me to get to know you and for you to get to know me. As I wrote in the column in the bulletin this week, I am a New York kid through and through. I was born there, raised there, studied there, and eventually ordained and served as a priest there. I'm the son of working class Filipino immigrants who strongly encouraged me to not become a priest, but a nurse. And if you know Filipinos in the hospital community, that's not all that surprising. As my story unfolds, you'll see that it's a threefold story, a story of a vocation within a vocation within a vocation. First, the call to holiness. Second, the call to priesthood. And third, the call to serve here in the Diocese of Charleston. I grew up in a nominally Catholic home. We weren't particularly religious as a family, but we did go to church on most Sundays and on Easter. I went to public school, which meant that I also went to school on Sunday for religious ed. Wasn't my most favorite thing. And like so many of my peers, I received first penance, first communion, and confirmation, and that was the end of that. I graduated from church. I learned what I needed to learn, I got what I needed to get, and now I didn't have to go to church anymore. Or so I thought. Fast forward a couple of years into high school, and there I met someone, a classmate, who had unknowingly changed the course of my life. He was, sadly, a former Catholic turned Jehovah's Witness, and he never missed an opportunity to attack the teachings of Catholicism. You've heard these things before. You people worship Mary and the saints. You bow down to idols, etc., etc. And me, I really didn't know how to respond to him other than, you're wrong. But I didn't know why he was wrong, neither did I know why the church would be right. But I had this yearning to find out. And that was what started the journey of my becoming an intentional disciple, an intentional Catholic. I discovered this book called the Catechism. You may have heard of it. I highly recommend it. And through reading the Catechism and other resources like Catholic.com, for the first time, I learned why we believed what we believe and why we do what we do. And I came back to the church with this knowledge and this zeal to live a life close to Jesus, who we have the privilege of knowing through the sacraments. Who knew that a Jehovah's Witness would help me to become a better Catholic? As I studied in college, I knew that I wanted to dedicate myself to serving people, and perhaps the way I could do that was in medicine. And so I was a pre-med student, studying biology, chemistry, physics, like many other college students aspiring to go to medical school. There, I also served with our campus ministry, as lector, an extraordinary minister of Holy Communion, all these good things. I was moving ahead with my life's plans, and I thought I was doing all right in my walk with God. No problem, right? Wrong. Problem was, I never let God in on those other aspects of my life. Church on Sunday? Fine. Daily prayer? Okay. But the future? That was all mine. Well, you've heard the saying, if you want to make God laugh, tell him your plans. Well, I told God my plans, and he laughed hard. In November of 05, I attended a college retreat, and I'll never forget it. About 50 students from colleges and universities from all over Long Island. It was a Saturday afternoon, and we had some quiet time to ourselves. So I went into the chapel and I prayed a very honest but very dangerous prayer. Lord, what do you want of my life? Now, I was hoping to go into medical school, to become a doctor, someday meet a nice Catholic girl and have a nice Catholic family. And I asked a leading question. Don't you want me to become a good Catholic doctor? And I was really just hoping to affirm myself. But I heard an answer to that prayer with a strength and an immediacy that I had never experienced before or since. And the answer was a clear and unequivocal no. What do you mean, no? I want you to be a priest. And I have to say, being a priest was the last thing on my mind. I remember bargaining with God, giving all sorts of excuses, but we know the Lord is persistent when he calls. He puts the right people in your life and opens the right doors at the right times so that we would listen and pay attention to him, so that we would know without a shadow of a doubt that it's God calling. And he did that for me. After graduating from university, I entered the seminary in the fall of 07, and there the Lord continued to guide me and to form me to be a priest after his own heart. 6 years later, I was ordained to the holy priesthood, and 5 years since then, this past June, I just celebrated my 5th year anniversary. I don't regret it one bit. I was happy and blessed to have served God's people in my parish and throughout my home diocese of Brooklyn. And if you know about the Diocese of Brooklyn, it's one of the smallest dioceses in the entire country in terms of area, just 175 square miles. But it's one of the largest dioceses in the country in terms of population. Catholic population is about 1.5 million. Just to put that into perspective, it's a little bigger than the city of Columbia, but with 40 times the population. That's Brooklyn. An all urban diocese, and all that comes with its own set of challenges and joys, many joys. But a little more than a year ago, the Lord was tugging at my heart again. I got a feeling similar to when he first called me to the priesthood years before. And so I thought, oh no, not again. And he asked me to do something difficult. And the image of the prophet Abraham came to mind. I was to leave family and friends and home to go to a land that God would show me. Little did I know that that land would be here in Aiken. I spoke to my bishop, and after much prayer and discernment and reflection for over a year on both our parts, he then spoke to your bishop, Bishop Robert, and the rest, as they say, is history. Your pastor, Father Wilson, has been most gracious and most welcoming of me even before my arrival here. On Friday, he gave me the grand tour of the parish, and he even showed me downtown Aiken, and yesterday, he took me to Kroger. But in all seriousness, I feel very lucky to work with a priest like Father Wilson and to be in such a lively and active parish like yours. I'm very excited to be here, and I know that we're both going to do great things together. I hope you'll get to know me, and I hope to get to know you in the days, weeks, and months, and years, hopefully, to come. Pray for me, and I'll pray for you. God bless. Let us now stand to profess our faith. I believe